When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! Hello, Best Show.
Hi, I have something for the topic.
Okay, the topic is best and worst of humanity. What do you got?
Best of humanity, the band Night Ranger.
What makes that band the best of humanity?
Well, who's had a bigger impact on music over the last 40 years?
Oh, well, I think more bands than Night Ranger have.
Like, all right, name two.
Prince, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that one. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong on that. All right, worst of humanity.
Yeah.
Sharks. Yeah, I'm just tired of them. It seems like you can't go 2 days without hearing they've bitten into someone, like Joey Chestnut tearing into a sack of grub from McDonald's hamburgers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Joe, wait, what did you call it? McDonald's hamburgers?
You never heard of McDonald's? Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Oh no, I've heard of McDonald's. I'm just saying, at this point, you're allowed to shorten it to just McDonald's.
Oh, I don't know.
You like the full name, McDonald's hamburgers.
Well, that's what it's called.
I don't even know if it's called that anymore. Maybe in the 50s, it was McDonald's hamburgers.
Think on the sign, it says that. I'm sure it says it on the sign still.
Okay. Well, look, I'll take your word for it.
Hey, did you hear they're making these Grease prequels?
I heard that there's something about the rise of the Pink Ladies or something.
That I don't know about, but I've got a friend out in Weirdo Wood, and he said he knows a couple of these prequels. He knows what they are, and they're probably not what people are expecting. You know, people are probably expecting, like, 12-year-old Danny smoking his first cigarette behind McDonald's hamburgers, but that's not what these are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are they? What did you hear?
One is a gritty Western that takes place in early 20th century Australia, and it focuses on Sandy's great-grandfather, Glenn, who was a prolific cattle rustler, flagrantly degenerate gambler, and moonshiner.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty interesting, doesn't it?
I think that's an interesting spin on the Grease franchise.
Yeah.
Because since it's the 50s, it really, anything set a little early is really going to be like turn of the century. And she is from Australia. Sandy was Australian.
Yeah. So I'd see it. The other one also sounds interesting. It's a psychological thriller about Coach Calhoun, who was, of course, played by Sid Caesar in the film Grease.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, sorry.
It turns out Coach Calhoun transferred from school to school coaching phys ed in addition to committing multiple student exsanguinations. I'll tell you, this thing sounds like Exorcist 3 meets The Stepfather, which is right up my alley.
Yeah, it's great that they're really expanding the tone of the Grease-iverse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're taking it all kinds of places.
No, it sounds like they've, their first two moves, they're doing one thing that sounds like a rugged outback Western.
Yeah.
And the other one sounds like a psychological horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And that movie, I do know the title of it. It's called Blood Pools Under the Bleachers. And Trent L. Strauss is directing, and M. Trent Reznor is doing the score.
M. Trent Reznor.
Yes, yeah.
Which I'm assuming is not Trent Reznor.
No, it is Trent Reznor. He's just going by that first initial. I think it's Matthew or Michael or something. But it kind of gives it a little air of I don't know, what's it called? Sophisticus?
Sophistication?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know what sophisticus is, but...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Do you know in that second one, Blood Pools Under the Bleachers, if Coach Calhoun is going to wear those very tight shirts in it to show how physically fit he was for an older gentleman?
He will, yes. And he also makes all the student athletes wear high top Converse sneakers because what's more comfortable to run in?
Yeah, no, they give really great ankle support. Just a pair of sneakers that is basically just a rubber tread. Over
exactly.
Some cloth, like glued
like
to some cloth.
On a tire. Yeah. A strip of tire.
Yes. It's like a strip of white tire with some, like, just adhered to just a wraparound of canvas. Cloth.
Yes. Yeah. Thin canvas. This is fun, but you don't know who this is, do you?
I don't. Who is this?
This is Herb from Four Guys Landscaping.
Herb, okay, yeah.
You know, yeah, I'll be honest, man, I'm a little miffed. I drove by your house today, and I didn't see our sign in your yard. You know, my partners and I don't have a huge advertising budget, so those signs really help letting people know who did your landscaping, and it's good advertising for us. And I guess I just want to know, would it have killed you to leave it up for a few days?
I gotta say, Herb, it's pretty simple. I didn't like the sign.
Well, what about it? Was it the phrase on the sign that you didn't like? Four guys trimmed my bush?
Yeah, Herb, it was pretty much it. That's... You just hit the nail on the head, Herb.
Well, look, I've had other customers not be super into it, but they left their signs up, you know, and none of those people are, you know, frankly, none of those people have the reach that you've got. And, you know, I looked you up on Twitter the other day, and you have a lot of followers. I was really impressed.
Well, that's, I mean, thank you, I guess. But also, I don't know why, if I'm hiring you for something, you need to start poking around in my business.
Hey, let me ask you something.
What's that, Herb?
How do you use them?
What?
How do you use your followers? Like, how do you use them?
I don't use the followers.
What? You could
what
totally
do you think
command
what,
that.
Like, what would you think? What would using a follower entail?
You could command them to do stuff for you. I don't know, like wash your car, go down to McDonald's hamburgers and get you a bunch of food.
You stop Frank saying. I'm just gonna now. It's irking me now. Now it's straight up irking me. You keep adding hamburgers to the end of that.
It's the name of the franchise.
It's the people for the last 45 years. People have just called it. People have shortened it to McDonald's.
Look, I don't know. I guess I'm old school. But seriously, you could get your followers to do all kinds of stuff, like prank your enemies, kill or kidnap people. I mean, it's wide open, pretty much.
I'm not doing any of that.
All right, well, will you please put the sign back up?
No, I won't. It's not the kind of thing I want on my property.
Well, we've got other slogans, if that makes a difference. We've got, let me see here, I got plowed by four guys.
No.
Four guys soiled me.
No.
Four guys sprayed me.
No.
Four guys raked me, but good.
Was it what?
Four guys raked me, but good.
No, that's terrible. No, you're being cute with something very gross. No.
There's one with a leaf blower that says four guys blew me.
No, this is disgusting. I'm not doing right, any of this.
Well, okay. We did install
those. It's all dirty.
No, they're not. No, they're not. All right, take this one. We did install those anti-pest sensors to keep wildlife from wreaking havoc on your daisies. So technically you do qualify for a four guys beat my beaver sign.
Technically I qualify for that.
Not everybody qualifies for this.
Oh, okay. Well, give it to somebody who doesn't then, because I don't want.
Well, I'm not going to. And listen here, this isn't McDonald's hamburgers where I just punch in and punch out. Okay, this is my life. It's my job, and I'm responsible for a lot of employees here.
Okay. I can't. I don't know what to do with that. That's your deal, Herb.
Well, look, if you want to step to me, be warned, because you're going to be opening a whole Panda's door box of misery.
A what?
Crack literature much? Don't sound like you do. A Panda's door box.
Uh-huh. Okay, you don't know what you're talking about. Pandora's box. What's a Panda's door box?
No, Pandora's box is an Aerosmith box set.
Oh, Herb, I don't know what you're talking. So you're getting off the point that you're clearly threatening me right now.
Well, first of all, do you have any idea how many albums Aerosmith sold?
Like 68 million.
How'd you know that?
I heard on a radio show once, this guy, Jimmy, a guy was in Aerosmith for a little bit. Called in and was bragging about how many records the band sold.
Wow. See, I knew you knew FPs. That's, well, yeah, man. That's pretty cool. But look, I'll say this to you. Once I get reinstated on Twitter, BushTrimmer69 is going to bring you down. Be warned.
You're not currently active on Twitter? What happened?
Look, they call it hate speech. I call it truth bombing. I serve up reality doses, and if people can't hack it, then, I mean, is that really my problem?
Yeah, it is, pretty much, since you're the one writing the stuff. Yep.
Hang on. Hey, I got a boogie. I'm at a concert right now, and the band's about to come on. They're a tribute band called Stone Temple Pirates.
What are they called?
Stone Temple Pirates. Guess who they do a tribute to?
What? Stone Temple Pilots?
Yes. Guess what they dress as?
What?
They're called Stone Temple Pirates.
They dress like either the baseball team, the Pirates, or they dress like pirates?
Both.
Both. Okay. So half the members are dressed like pirates, like high sea pirates, and the other ones are dressed like Willie Stargell.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And Manny Sangian.
Okay. Well, that sounds like you. It sounds like you've got a fun night ahead of you, my friend.
I do. It sounds like you don't. If you're not going to put that sign back up, you know why?
Why?
Your mouth. Chiclets.
Chiclets. Great. You're not the first person who's threatened me with that, and I'm sure you won't be the last. Okay, Herb, we lost Herb. There we go. Bully for him. Okay.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Burns. Segment producer, Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/TheBestShow, and follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.